From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Besieged Syrians receive much-needed humanitarian aid. An agreement between Damascus and the opposition has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three besieged towns, where reports say dozens have died of starvation. The humanitarian effort, the first supplies these towns have had in months, involve Madea, close to the Lebanese border, and Fua and Kafraya in Idlib province near Turkey. Abdulaziz Al-Mashi is co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement.
The situation in Madea and other besieged areas are absolutely horrific. Like, you see the photos of kids and mothers and adults who are absolutely like starving to death. They are like on the edge of death because of the lack of food and medications.
Rebels control Madea, and for months pro-government forces have blockaded the town of some 42,000. Syria's UN ambassador Bashal Jafri said Monday his government is cooperating with the aid deliveries, denied there is starvation there.
The information concerning the humanitarian situation in Madaya is based on false information and totally ignores the deterioration of the humanitarian situation in other areas besieged by armed terrorist groups.
In Fua and Kafraya, the rebels are said to have been responsible for the sieges that have left people there in urgent need of help. The Nigerian Central Bank, seeking to help its battered currency and conserve dwindling foreign reserves, has halted dollar sales to non-bank foreign exchange operators. The country, which relies on oil revenues for most of its foreign reserves, has been hammered by the sharp decline in the price of oil, which has also triggered a slide in the currency, the Naira, which hit an unofficial low of 282 to the dollar Monday. This is VOA News. Iran has reportedly removed the core of its Iraq heavy water nuclear reactor and filled it with cement as part of the international nuclear agreement signed in July. The semi-official Fars News Agency, citing an informed Iranian source, said such a move, reducing the plant's ability to produce plutonium, might signal imminent implementation of the deal and, therefore, sanctions relief for Tehran. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said Monday she expects so-called implementation day to arrive soon.
What I can tell you is that my expectations are that this day could come rather soon, and that the implementation of agreement is proceeding well.
Under the agreement, Iran agreed that the reactor in Iraq would be reconfigured so it could not yield fissile plutonium to be used in nuclear weapons. A South Korean official said Monday Seoul and the U.S. are discussing other strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test. Sunday, a B-52 bomber flew over South Korean territory in a sign of U.S. resolve. U.S. spokesman John Kirby spoke Monday about diplomatic efforts.
From a diplomatic perspective, we've been engaged. I think it's safe to say that we will stay engaged. Do I have any new diplomatic initiatives or actions to announce today? I don't. Nothing's changed about what we said last week. We want to continue to work with the international community through the UN to try to get at a robust set of measures to continue to hold the North accountable for its provocative actions.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has defended last week's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as, quote, the legitimate right of a sovereign state and a fair action that nobody can criticize. Meanwhile, the cable news network reports North Korea has detained a naturalized U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. He is identified as Kim Dong-chul of Fairfax, Virginia. CNN says authorities have accused him of engaging in spying and stealing state secrets. The U.S. government has declined comment. A U.S. magistrate has charged a 31-year-old U.S. citizen with providing material support to the Somali-based terror group Al-Shabaab. The suspect has been identified as Malik Alim Jones, who allegedly traveled to Somalia for training before taking up arms as a terrorist fighter. Asian markets were generally in positive territory today after suffering sharp losses Monday. After losing 5% Monday, 15% this year, the Shanghai Index rallied in the first few minutes before slipping into the red, then bouncing back. Many investors are concerned about China's weakening economy. Spain's Princess Cristina, sister of King Felipe, went on trial Monday for alleged tax evasion in a scandal that has shaken the nation. Her lawyers immediately called for all charges to be dropped. State prosecutors have also said there is a lack of evidence. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.